guys.
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Tuesday. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Excellent.
What's up with you?
We had a day yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah.
I walked in today and I heard some craziness. I was like, oh.
Oh, what happened today?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, my story is about yesterday. It was, did something happen in the other room?
No, we were mucking with your computer.
Oh, yeah, that's, I'm trying to block that out.
Oh.
That's an ongoing thing where I touch my monitor and it turns black. I'm sorry. I totally blocked that out of my.
I just walked in on, you know, craziness and was like, okay, I'll just keep quiet over here while we deal with whatever that is.
Welcome to work.
I wish I knew what it was.
All right. Okay, what happened yesterday?
So, yesterday, the plan, you know how plans work. You have a plan.
For a Monday?
For a month, yeah. I was like, we've got down all the Christmas decorations and dragged them out. We got them in a big pile. And so John takes off to get the tree and I'm looking around, you know, seeing where the lights are going to go and, you know, whatever. I'm just like, I'm playing Christmas music. It's like a happy day. You know,
we did the same thing.
It's going to be great. Except I didn't do it. So he's wrestling the tree in through the front door and it attacks him and stabs him in the eye. And
this is John.
This is John. So he's got
this is a real tree. You went out and bought one.
Yeah, he went and got a tree. So just a little tree, like, I don't know, 5 feet tall.
A little tree got him.
A little tree. So he's taking it in the door, and one of the, I think this is what happened. As he's putting it in, one of the fronds, the branches, catches on the edge of the door and zings back. And he's, ow! And I think nothing of it. Like, oh, well, you got hurt moving a tree. I mean, things happen.
Cost of doing business.
Cost of doing business. So we wrestle the tree, and he's all, you know, squeezing his eyes like, oh, God, I feel like... So his eyes start swelling up and then and it's like tearing. I'm like, he goes, there's something in there. There's got to be something in there. It's really bothering me. This is all happening. You know, this is within 1 minute of the whole thing. The tree is literally leaning in our front hallway.
We descended into hell quickly.
Just so fast.
All right.
So at this point, it's like, I don't know. I think maybe 1 o'clock. So
it's 1 o'clock.
I know what you were doing. What I was doing was something completely different.
Myth. That isn't true at all.
Okay. So, well, I know you've had to rearrange your schedule a little bit since you had kids.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, so he's, you know, something has happened to his eye. So we go in the bathroom and we have a little eye wash thing. You know, those like squeeze bottles with the cup at the top. And so John's always getting crap in his eyes.
Okay.
So, which is crazy because he has little teeny eyes. He can't put contacts in. Like, he needs contacts. He needs glasses. He refuses to do any of it. And I've even tried to like poke a contact into his eye and he just can't do it. So I'm like, just relax, relax your face. And it hurts. So I'm looking, I can't see anything in there. It's like a little bit of redness because we've been at it, but his eyes tearing and I'm like, listen. He goes, it's fine. Whatever. I'm like, we're going to go to the doctor. We're going to go to urgent care. I'm like, they'll look and they'll see what's going on with it. And you know, whatever it's bad. He's really,
is there blood?
There isn't any blood, but we've been at it for half an hour trying to clear his eye out. I'm using eye drops and a saline wash and doing all the, and he can't even hardly open the eye. And it's real. I'm like, we have to go. So we go to One Medical.
Yeah.
And it's in this like, kind of like a strip mall. So we go in there and they take us right away. They're great. And the guy takes a look and he's like, I'm not an ophthalmologist or whatever whatever. He goes, I really can't see anything. And John doesn't let me go in there with him. No, you stay here. I'm like, okay.
Well,
just trying to say on his good side, you know, the injured wild animal.
Like, he doesn't want to be caught between the doctor and the woman who knows better.
Well,
you know, what you should do, doc.
I'm going to tell you something. The moral of the story is I did know what to do.
Oh,
so,
well, what? Right.
Of course
I knew.
So, and I feel like when you go in to see a doctor and you're in pain, you should have an advocate with you. I'm like, all right, off you go. And he's back out in a couple minutes. He goes, nah, he looked around. He said, there's nothing in there. I'm like, all right, well, the urgent care is right next door. And they, so there's a medical one, then there's an urgent care. They're not affiliated, but they're in the same plaza. I'm like, let's go to the...
You were getting a second opinion right away.
I said, let's go to the urgent care. So he goes, no, I don't want to go to the urgent care. And so we drive a little ways down the road and he's like, well, maybe I should call an ophthalmologist. I pull over the car. I'm like, call an ophthalmologist. Let's find one. Let's call one. Let's see if you can get it. And he's like, okay, well, this guy can maybe take me tomorrow. I'm like, what do you want to do? I was like, the urgent care is right there. We could walk in there. It would be fine. And he goes, no, let's just go home. I think maybe it's feeling better, whatever, as it's like leaking.
The eye is leaking.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, let's go home. So then we go home and we get the tree into the thing. And he's just, I mean, the complaining never stops. So it's bad. So finally I go. And at this point now it's, I don't know. I'd already made our dinner, our sandwiches, and so we'd eaten. And so it must be 3:30 or something. And he's just miserable. Like, it's really bothering. I go, we should have gone to the urgent care. He goes, you know what? I'm going to go over to the urgent care.
Oh.
So he goes over there, and it takes them a while. You know, urgent care. It's right there in the name. Anybody with anything. I guess he was about to get seen, and then some girl came in, and her hand was all cut open. And so they don't take him. So they take him in, and the guy they handle like urgent stuff. So the guy puts these numbing drops and he looks, he goes, your cornea is scraped.
Yeah.
So it's not deep. It's not a horrible thing, but he's like got a last, and it's right. And it's weird too, because he's like, he felt like it was something up under his eyelid. But it turns out it's this cut on the ball in the front. So I'm like, well, no wonder it was bothering you so much. So they would give him a prescription. And I'm not with him at the urgent care. He goes to he just insists, I can drive, I can do this. I'm like, you know what? If you'd listen to me, this would have been done 2 hours ago. So he goes to the urgent
care. That's always helpful.
I didn't say it. Oh, I said
You're
it later.
It now.
I did say, oh, hell yeah, I'm saying it now. Because we were at the urgent care. We walk out of the one place and I'm like, let's go in there. It's like when you're going Christmas shopping. We didn't find it in here. Let's try this store. So he goes.
She's saying it now, though, right? We all hear
well,
that.
And I did say it later, too, of course. But I said it gently. You know, I wasn't like trying to rub it in. And the guy's injured.
You weren't, huh?
No. It's so hard to not say it. Like, if I don't say it, I might explode.
I know. It's so true.
No. So do you want me to explode or do you want to feel a little bit bad?
I want you to explode. I have had to not say, I told you so. And I feel like it's worse for dudes than girls, in my opinion. So there's times when I have said exactly what's going to happen. It happens. And I'm sitting there chewing on, I told you so. Because
well, there's
I know.
A nice way to say I told you so. And then there's like a douchey way to say I told you so.
Anytime you say it, it's still got an undertone of doucheness.
Douchey is, you know, maybe going on your radio show and telling the whole story.
Nah.
But okay.
So what did we learn?
We learned that you know what you should do is sometimes the right thing to do. Oh, that is what we learned.
That scratch cornea is no joke.
I know.
I did it once, taking a bracelet off at a party to give to somebody else.
What?
And I poked myself
in
the eye.
Oh, my God.
And
stabbed yourself with your thumb.
And I still have a scar. Oh. Like, it scars. Like, it's
yeah,
it
doesn't go away. I have a floater from when I got hit in the face with a sneaker when I was a kid. I can still see it. But like, when I'm reading and stuff.
I hope Tina threw it. You deserved it. You were mean to her.
No, she wasn't Tina. Tina never hurt me. Oh. I only hurt Tina. It was a one-way hurt street.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. We're good now, though.
Sorry,
Tina. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Are we live on YouTube
right
now?
We are. We're live on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go to YouTube and just type in Alice 973.
Very simple.
Also, look at you. Your hand's covering the name. There you go. Jam bar.
And they got
Is that your snack for later?
It is one of my snacks, but there's many things I'll be advertising on our show.
Oh, you're doing your own little, you got your own little advertising agency going on over there?
That is right.
What else do you have? Well, you got your advertising for the Niners.
That's a good idea. Hey, Nike, send shoes.
Hey.
I need more.
Jeez, don't, you guys, this is not, it's not okay. Anyway, if you go to YouTube.
I was just kidding, Nike. I wouldn't want your shoes.
But if you have any extras, though.
Size 12.
Oh, boy.
Right. No, I'm with you. Size, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Frontier Ford of Santa Clara is getting a little love. And Jambar. No. Imagine that.
You need back to me on the under the table money, everyone.
Oh, you need to bring some lumber in and hold it. And
I know. Golden State lumber. I need to be doing the show from a hot tub for creative energy.
Oh. I got to make a your ad here. Sign too.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a great idea. We should all get t-shirts that say your ad here.
Like when the sales would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
How you
goodness.
Doing?
That's, boy.
You know, we could make a background that looks like a hot tub and I could put it behind, you know, like a green screen.
Oh, like
creative energy.
Bubbling cauldron.
You could have a bubbling cauldron behind me. Little people soup in here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys tried to decorate. We decorated as well. We'd already gotten everything out, but and the tree was up. Mm. We didn't get to it last night, the night before when we got the tree, but last night, put on the music, pulled out all of the ornaments. Mm.
No one gets stabbed in the eye.
No, and you know what? It's funny this is just an observation I have. I'm not bummed about it. In fact, I'm quite comfortable with it, but I've learned that there are things that I will do that upset the female sensibilities in the house where they will be like, not there.
Oh,
not that.
Mm.
Don't do. So I just hand the ornaments to the children and the misses. Oh, this one looks good. Oh, this one needs a little hook, a doohickey.
Oh,
let me put a doohickey on while
you're
you guys.
You're like the mechanic, but you're like the engineer behind the thing.
There you go. This one's good. Oh, remember this one, everyone? I just sat there and distributed, and then they put and the tree did turn out great. Wonderful. And the kids are vibrating.
Yeah.
They are absolutely out of their heads.
How long were their lists?
Pretty long, but it's like they've been in full motion with different lists. Though that list was, no, I have a new list
now. That one's outdated.
Yeah. So there's that, which I remember that pretty clearly from my own childhood. Like, you're working on that list until someone finally says, no, there is no more.
Yeah. It's been sent to Santa.
Yeah,
you can't edit it or change it. It's over.
So there was, you know, but they are like, what do you like best about Christmas? Tell us the top three things. And I'm going, you guys, I got to go walk into bed. What did you say? Oh, my God. And the dancing and the jumping around and the joy. Mm. And I'm just like.
How do you not catch the fever?
It's 8:15, you guys.
Oh, Jesus. What are you doing still at 8:15?
I'm trying to participate in family stuff.
Oh.
That's what I'm doing.
It's an ungodly hour.
That is ridiculous. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
He is just advertising. Listen, go to radio. No, go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And you can actually just, this morning, I just typed in Alice973 and we popped right up. Please subscribe or whatever.
We have a jam bar for breakfast.
We got some new subscribers.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. What are we up to?
43?
No. We have like almost 3,000. So
whoa.
I want to get us to 3,000 today. We're really close.
Well, you know who doesn't subscribe?
You?
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, jeez.
I want all the subscribers we can get.
All right.
And I feel like 3,000 subscribers is paltry. Come on, listeners. Jump on there. Mom, you better be subscribed. Oh, and by the way, you can like bookmark the page and then have us running in the background for you, you know?
And you can leave comments.
You're at work. Oh, I know. The comments are so fun.
Somebody loves your Ouija sweatshirt.
Oh, thank you.
Ouija board sweatshirt.
Thanks. You know, the problem with having, I have a few sweatshirts and I wear them all the time. And the problem with having your show be live every day is that you often are seen in the same outfit.
Well, that was already happening with the clips. People already know your wardrobe. your rotation.
I know. It just makes me want to buy more clothes, but that would involve like going to a store and buying new clothes. So it's
no, just a little. Dee, 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 dee.
I know. But,
yeah. What are you talking about?
But then size John gets mad size. Because I'm like, this doesn't, I don't want this. And he's like, I'll drop it off at the Whole Foods. I'll drop it off at the return center.
Oh, look at that. What there I am.
Yes. Oh, are you looking at it right now?
It's live.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, fully live. It's about, I would say it's about 30 seconds behind, but that's what it was yesterday. I have no idea how that works.
The interweb. Yeah. You know, it's got to get through. It's got to travel. There's probably firewalls and stuff.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
All right, take it easy, everyone. Let me just hit the subscribe button and then we'll be good. There I am. We got another one.
Good job.
Oh, your mustache looks great today.
Oh, and we do have 2.99K subscribers now. You just signed up. That's fantastic.
Well, there's other folks jumping on it because we're talking about it.
We're 10 away.
Oh, my gosh.
I just realized, though, I'm subscribed to all this stuff. My kid has subscribed me to someone named Ella Perry.
I was going
to
say, I'm surprised you even have a YouTube account, but that makes sense.
Emma and Georgia.
Oh, I love their stuff.
Do you know their stuff, really?
No.
Okay, yeah. What?
And like, if anyone does, it's going to be the youngster. Anyway. Okay, so please go to our YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search Alice973. You can find us there. We're easy. We make it easy. We're going to take a quick break. We're not going to take a break. It's too late for that. We're going to roll right in. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.